Welcome to the Zero to 60 podcast. I'm your host and local gearhead, Mark Arson. This podcast is designed to be a place where you can learn about some of the newest, coolest cars, trucks, and SUVs hitting our showrooms around the Leith Automotive Group and get the scoop on the automotive must-attend events in the Carolinas and Virginia. Please follow us on social at Leith Cars and keep our website handy, leithcars.com.
On this episode of Zero to 60 TV by leithcars.com, we've gone back in time to bring a Toyota 4x4 into the present for you.
LeithCars.com, 0 to 60, with automotive journalist and radio host Mark Arson.
Joining me today on 0 to 60 TV is the owner of this amazingly fresh, classic Toyota truck, Tommy Pomito. Tommy, thank you for bringing this awesome truck to us here at Leith Toyota.
Thanks, Mark. Thanks for having
me. So, Tommy, when people see your Toyota truck here, what's usually their first reaction?
Usually it's, hey, that's the Back to the Future truck, or, hey, are you Marty McFly?
Well, how long have you owned this Toyota truck? It's a 1988, so how long have you had it?
I had it going on about 4 years now.
So what's the first thing you did when you went out and you bought it?
Me and my girl threw a couple of sleeping bags in the back. Drove it to the lake, stared at the stars all night.
Of course you did. Perfect truck for doing that too, huh?
Yes, sir.
So Tommy, take us back to 1988 with this truck when it was new. What are some of the features that made this generation of the Toyota 4x4, you know, so popular back in the day?
Well, this particular truck has the 3.0 V6 liter engine. There was a 2.4 liter four-cylinder that was available.
So how much the horsepower do you know, back in the day when this was fresh, what was that V6 pumping out?
This was rated at about 145-ish.
But what about the stance of this thing?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, it's got a really aggressive look, and I think that's what really appealed to a lot of people. It's got great ground clearance.
Is that the factory lift or ground clearance, or did you do that?
No, it is. That's factory. I get asked that question a lot. Is this truck lifted? And I say, no, this is the factory.
And we were talking about, obviously when it comes to the Marty McFly edition that was made famous in the movies, that truck had, custom wheels on it. But this one has the original factory Toyota steel wheels, right?
It does. We got the manual four-wheel drive lock-ins. You have to get out and manually lock your four-wheel drive in.
See, probably nobody remembers that now, right? Everything is electronic.
Everything's automatic now, yeah.
So, and what about the, the KC lights and your roll bar back here? I mean, so that was already in the truck when you bought it?
It was, but I think that's where people see this and they think of the Marty McFly truck because it's black, it's got the roll bar, the KC lights, the mud flaps.
And the mud flaps, I mean, those look like the original mud flaps because that's what his truck had in the movie.
They probably are.
Four-wheel drive, Toyota in the white lettering. Let's mention, too, this is the extra cab. So that's also what makes it kind of the Marty truck because you could have the regular cab. They had a long body version. But, yours is the extra cab, that little bit of extra space. But right behind the C-pillar here, what does it have that Marty's truck also had?
Yeah, the sliding rear window. Yeah.
Sliding rear window, gotta have that, and your truck has it. So inside, again, stepping back into 1988, we're going back several decades. What are you gonna find in the interior of a 1988 Toyota extra cab?
This particular truck has the 5-speed manual transmission. Came with cloth seats.
Like a lot of vehicles back then did, either cloth or vinyl.
Back in the day, yeah, that was, that's what they had. The manual cranks, when my kids first got in this truck, they didn't know how to put the windows down. They had never seen that. So that's pretty cool. Check it out.
Yep.
A cigarette lighter, you don't see that too often, do you?
I thought that's where you plug in your USB accessory. That's, what is that? You got your switches for your KC highlights on there, right?
Yeah. When the covers are off, man, you can really light up a field,
Now, when you bought the truck a few years back, what's been your experience with it? Has it been a good 4x4, for your purposes?
Yeah, Mark, this truck, it shines in the trails, man. It loves being on the trails. But I've been in some precarious situations where I had a hard time getting out of certain situations. I don't want to beat the truck up in the woods.
Yeah,
you know
it's
what I mean?
Too nice. Yeah, it's too
but,
nice.
But yeah, she loves the trails, that's for sure.
And then I guess either did you do this or the previous owner, did you put some of the Rhino lining on like the mirrors and the lower body parts just to protect a little bit or the bed?
The previous owner had the Rhino lining done, and it's a nice touch.
Now, the original Toyota truck used in the 1985 Back to the Future movie sadly was destroyed after filming. But a second version of the truck appeared later in Back to the Future 2 and 3. In fact, the movie truck was later stolen and then recovered some years later in Mexico. And in 2012, Universal Studios finished a full restoration of Marty's truck and put it on display along with a restored DeLorean. And just in time for the original movie's 30th anniversary in 2015, Toyota produced a one-off promotional version of the current generation Toyota Tacoma, featuring an all-black exterior, KC highlights, custom tube bumpers, mud flaps, and factory TRD off-road wheels and tires. So while finding a classic Marty McFly Toyota truck for the 1980s might be a bit of a challenge, you can order up your own Toyota Tacoma now from Lee Toyota in Raleigh and ask them to customize it to your own style. They've got a ton of awesome accessories and parts and just the right folks that know how to get them installed on your rig. For Tommy Pomito, I'm Mark Arson. Thank you for watching Zero to 60 TV by LeithCars.com.
Zero to 60 is a production of LeithCars.com. Like us on Facebook, @LeithCars.
And its contents belongs to Leith Incorporated.